Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. He is looking into the very serious allegations of whether the FBI has been politicized and the DOJ has been weaponized. We have a lot of new developments. I talked some about it in the last hour, and that is Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is with us. Sir, how are you?
I'm fine, Sean. Good to be with you, brother.
Well, let me start with the chattering class and the reports that are out today that the grand jury in the Trump classified document case, apparently meeting today and maybe later in this week, and rumors running rampant of a possible indictment of former President Trump. Apparently not one, but now two meetings have taken place at Merrick Garland's Justice Department with Trump lawyers. Are you hearing the same?
Yeah, I am. And it's just more of the same. I mean, we've talked about this many times before, but in 2016, they spied on his campaign. Read the Durham report. The details he adds to that, what took place there, are so disgusting, so wrong. So 2016, they spied on his campaign. 2018, it's the Mueller investigation. 2020, they suppressed the Biden laptop story, you know, the 51 former Intel officials and all, how that game was played. And then in 2022, they raided his home 91 days before an election. Now in 2023, heading into the presidential election, first you have Alvin Bragg and his ridiculous using federal money to go after a president for no crime. You have that. You have what Fannie Willis is looking to do in Georgia, which is also ridiculous. And it looks like now the special counsel is going to indict the president on the classified documents issue or some kind of obstruction charge, if you can believe what's written in the press. So it never stops with these folks. And it's like this, it started in 2016 and it has continued now for 8 years. And it is wrong as wrong can be.
You know, and you've got to look at the double standard, which is what your committee is really fully, completely looking into. I mean, the Durham report was clear. Operation Crossfire Hurricane never, ever should have been opened as an investigation. There was no evidence warranting such. The double standard in terms of how Hillary Clinton was treated. James Comey's, you know, famous July 2016 presser. No reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute. Meanwhile, 33,000 subpoenaed emails were deleted with bleach bit. We had devices destroyed with hammers, SIM cards removed. And then you can add to that the dirty Russian disinformation dossier, which became the foundational, you know, piece. Even Andrew McCabe said without it, they wouldn't have gotten the FISA warrant approved.
Yep.
Of not one, but four FISA applications approved, three of which were signed by Jim Comey. And yet nobody in these cases have been held accountable. That leads to 2020 and that presidential election, pre-bunking the very real Hunter Biden laptop story by, you know, the FBI even paying Twitter $3.5 million and telling all these big tech companies they meet weekly with that there might be misinformation campaigns against your tech company. And it might be about Joe and Hunter Biden. I mean, how much weight can they put on the scales of presidential elections and continue to remain a valid agency.
Yeah, go to, Sean, I hope your listeners will go to page 88 of the Durham Report. Understand when they started, all you said is exactly right. That's this double standard. The Clinton campaign got a defensive brief, and they wouldn't do that for Trump back in 2016. But the best, one of the key parts in this document is what on page 88, where one of the agents who was working on the Crossfire Hurricane investigation is interviewed by Durham. So understand, back in 2016, there was credible intelligence that comes to our intelligence community that said, hey, we think this whole Trump-Russia stuff is a complete made-up story from the Clinton campaign. Credible intelligence saying that. So John Brennan briefs Obama, Biden, Comey, and Lynch, and then they put together a memo, and they send that memo. The intelligence community sends that memo to Jim Comey and Peter Strzok. Jim Comey and Peter Strzok do not share that memorandum with the agents doing the case, conducting the investigation of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. When Durham interviews one of those key agents who was on the Crossfire Hurricane case, he hands him that memo. The agent reviews that memo, and then Durham reports says in his report that individual became visibly upset, emotionally upset, gets up, walks out the room, comes back in and says, we should have had that memo. That could have changed things. So Comey and Strzok kept that information, key information, exculpatory information, kept it from the guys doing the investigation. That's how biased this investigation was, and this double standard that we all know, all your listeners, all your viewers know exists, unfortunately, in our country.
Well, now, between your investigation and Comer's investigation, apparently the Congress, you're now investigating whether the FBI used Russian disinformation's claim to shut down the Biden inquiries, meaning into Hunter. Now, they've had that laptop since 2019. I mean, what I'm trying to get at here is, Jim, is there equal justice under the law and application of our laws? Because, you know what, there is a special counsel appointed to look into Joe Biden and his document, top secret classified document issues. And we don't hear word one about him. Haven't heard about any grand jury. Haven't heard about people being brought in and brought out on a regular basis. So you have one special counsel acting one way, and another seems completely, I mean, utterly, completely missing in action.
Even though Joe Biden had classified documents at four different locations, for goodness sake. And even though he was never president when he took those classified documents and stored them at four different locations, President Trump was president, who is the person who had, under our Constitution, has the ultimate authority on deciding whether something is classified or not. So, yeah, it drives me crazy. It drives, I know, your viewers and listeners crazy, and certainly just in general, drives the American people crazy, because it's not supposed to be that way in our great country. It is supposed to be equal treatment under the law, and it sure doesn't seem like that's the case. And now we have this document that they won't even give to, won't even make public, even though it's not classified. They finally let Chairman Comer go see it based on what he... Now, think about this, Sean. This is a document produced by our FBI, a 1023, a document produced by them, and the document says that they had a confidential human source, a trusted confidential human source, who they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars over a decade of service to the FBI, and that confidential human source is reporting that Joe Biden and a foreign national talked about money for certain actions. That's what it said. That's what Mr. Comer has said. And yet, 3 weeks ago, they wouldn't even confirm whether it existed. Now they're confirming it exists. It's not classified, but they won't let the American people see it. That's a problem. That is not, again, how our government is supposed to operate. And that's why Chairman Comer is so persistent in trying to make sure the country gets to see this document.
What about this report by Paul Sperry? It has to do with your announcement that you're investigating the special counsel looking into Trump and his mishandling of classified documents. What exactly is that investigation about?
No, we want to know what kind of crossover, if any, exists between folks who worked on the Mueller investigation and folks who may be working with Jack Smith. And we know when Jack Smith was first named to special counsel last fall, we know this was a guy who was involved in the whole targeting of conservatives back when the IRS was doing it. He was looking at ways they could prosecute those individuals. So we just want to know, is there some crossover with some of the same agents, some of the same people, same apparatus? We just want to know those kind of questions. But we think that's important for the country to know as all this unfolds, particularly in the context of this, of the Durham report, which looked at how Mueller handled this and how the FBI handled it and all the problems, all the things they did wrong.
Okay, but the raid of Mar-a-Lago was done by the Washington, D.C. Counterintelligence Division. At any point, correct me if I'm wrong. And they are the same people, same group of people that led the Russia collusion Crossfire Hurricane hoax. And anyway, so Strzok is fired after his vitriolic anti-Trump tweets were revealed. But members apparently of his team remained working in the counterintelligence unit. And one particular analyst, I won't mention his name, but, apparently continue to be involved in these politically sensitive investigations. But this is a particular guy that Michael Horowitz himself pointed out that should be investigated, didn't he? Didn't they?
Yeah, well, some of the individuals that were involved with the Crossfire Hurricane refused to be interviewed by Mr. Durham. So he didn't get to talk to him. Again, what we're trying to figure out is what kind of crossover may exist. Who in the Mueller investigation is part of this? The Jack Smith investigation. We'd like to know that because I think that's relevant information for the American people. We're going to continue to dig into that, just like Chairman Comer is going to continue to work on trying to get this document made public for the American people.
Okay, so I guess where I'm going with all of this is, you know, the American people have watched Lois Lerner, they watched Crossfire Hurricane, they watched all these people, they know it's all true, they know that the media lied for years, and the likes of Adam Schiff and the Democratic Party lied to them for years, and this information comes out, and the Durham report hits with a thud, you know, deafening silence by the very people for 3 years that pushed this narrative and these lies and these conspiracy theories. You know, so now here we go. What is this the next level? We have two special counsels, but only the one going after Trump is going to go forward with an indictment. They have the same FBI that has Hunter Biden's laptop since 2019 and still nothing with Hunter Biden. I mean, what does that mean for the Republicans and their funding of the FBI and other three-letter agencies going forward?
Well, a couple things. One, we do have to look at what we allow money to be spent on. We definitely can't allow the FBI to have resources to build a new headquarters. That makes no sense. So
that, by the way, that headquarters is twice the size of the Pentagon they want to build.
Yeah. So we can't have that. Second, June 21st, Mr. Durham will be testifying in a public hearing in front of the Judiciary Committee. We're going to focus on all these issues, in particular, all the wrong things that happened in the Mueller investigation and the initial investigation, Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Finally, I would say this document that Chairman Comer is pursuing, I haven't seen it, but my gut tells me, I have a hunch that it's a lot more compelling than the dossier ever was. The dossier, the Durham says they did not substantiate one claim in the dossier. They did not confirm, corroborate any substantial claim, any substantial allegation made in the dossier, but that thing was used 2 days after they got it. They put it in a draft FISA document to go to the court 2 days after they got it without confirming anything.
But they knew ahead of time, because that was late October when that FISA application was in. But they sent FBI agents across the pond to meet with Christopher Steele and offered him $1 million bounty. And then if he could corroborate any part of the dossier, he couldn't corroborate any of it.
Couldn't corroborate, couldn't validate it. They used it anyway. They got the dossier in on September 19th. They used it in October in the thing. But they got the day they got it, 2 days later, they put it in the draft FISA, and then they used it in the official FISA that they take to the court that quick because they were so eager to go after Trump. And it continues to this day. That is the key takeaway here. So we want to make sure the country, we're going to do the best we can in this committee hearing coming up on the 21st to make sure the country understands just how bad it was at the start and how that, frankly, in my mind, continues to this day.
So we've had the church committees. I mean, is there a need for a top to bottom, you know, purging, cleansing, reevaluation of the purpose and the politics that is now clearly infiltrated, you know, this what was once the world's premier law enforcement agency?
Yeah, but we don't need a church commission because remember, the church commission is the commission that gave us FISA. We know all the abuses there. There are 278,000 reasons why FISA needs to be changed, for goodness sake. We saw that 3 weeks ago in that report that said Americans 278,000 times had their data illegally searched by the FBI. So we don't want that. What we want is for Mr. Comer, for our committee, and all the other committees in Congress under Republican control to do our investigative work, do our oversight work, come up with legislation that makes sense, pass that legislation, send it to the Senate. We'll see what happens there. And then, as you said earlier, Sean, look at the appropriations process and say, what can we do to limit? We got all kinds of riders, all kinds of policy riders we're going to put on the appropriation bill to limit the ability of these agencies to target the American people.
Do you think that that's happening to a greater extent than we ever knew? I mean, James Comey is saying, oh, I hope they do even a better job in 2024 than we did in 2016. And I'm like, really? As if enough damage wasn't done.
Yeah. No, I do think we are going to get good language in these bills that, and now based on the agreement last week, I think we have a much better framework for actually getting appropriation bills passed with the limiting language. For example, when we fund the Department of Homeland Security, we have to have legislation that says not one single penny of taxpayer money can be used in any way to label American speech, misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. No disinformation governance board can be formed. We have to do those kind of things so that our tax, and if you do that kind of stuff, you're going to be held responsible for it. That's the kind of language we got to get as an example in these bills, both in the Justice Department appropriation bill and the Homeland Security appropriations bill.
Do you believe it's just a top-down problem, or has the cancer spread throughout the entire agency?
I still think it's largely at the top, but I do think there's been some spread, as evidenced by what we saw in the Richmond Field Office, where the Richmond Field Office put together that memorandum that said, if you're a pro-life, pro-family Catholic, you're radical, you're extremist. So there's been some filtering out, but by and large, I think the vast, vast majority of agents like you do, Sean, are good men and women serving our country. The problem is in D.C. at the highest level.
All right, Jim Jordan, Chair, House Judiciary Committee. Sir, thank you. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Want to remind you about our friend at Henry Repeating Arms. They've got the highest quality line of rifles, shotguns, and now revolvers you can be so proud to own. Every Henry made in America, and that means parts and materials from America or not made at all. They use old world craftsmanship combined with cutting edge technology to deliver reliability and accuracy that you can definitely trust in any situation. Simple to use, simple to maintain, and you can, it makes them an excellent choice for both novice, experienced shooters, for hunters, sports shooting, maybe you're looking for land or home defense. Over 200 models you can choose from, so you find the firearm that is right for you. New releases, by the way, always coming out throughout the year. Anyway, every purchase is backed by the lifetime warranty, and the company's owner, Anthony, is just a wonderful guy. He gives his personal guarantee, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website. It's henryusa.com. Order their free catalog. They'll send free decals with it and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog, free decals. List of deals where you are, and you will love your Henry the way I love my Henrys. Yes, plural. By the way, you want to talk about media coverage and just what a bunch of phony, lying, you know, I mean, they're so biased and abusively dishonest and corrupt. It's just so transparent on every issue. You know, imagine if I spent 3 years on this program pushing a hoax and a conspiracy theory about Democrats and their collusion with Russia, and it all turned out to be false. Well, you think maybe there'd be some criticism of me, maybe a push, a demand to get me to retract, apologize. Oops, oopsie daisy. I got it wrong every single solitary hour of every day, almost for three straight years. But of course, there's nothing. You know, the double standard. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, you know, trips and falls and, you know, can barely utter a few sentences or put it together. They have ignored most of that. And then the New York Times over the weekend just totally, completely, as I mentioned earlier, apologetic over this. And, you know, just listen to his bizarre gaffe filled speech before the fall at the Air Force commencement exercise last Thursday.
It wasn't all push-ups and cramming for Prague Week, though to set the Guinness Book of Records, world records, most simultaneous push-ups, there had to be an enormous amount of push-ups. Had them out doing loops and barrel rolls on a glider. I asked if I could do that today, and the Secret Service said, no, we'll have to shoot it down. By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly? You heard of them, haven't you? Three of them are women. And your class is one of the diverse, most diverse classes in the history of this academy or any academy to graduate. That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up. That's why.
Stop screaming, Joe. That's his way to compensate for his cognitive mess of a state that it's in. He slips and he falls. And as I mentioned earlier, I mean, the apology from the New York Times, you know, the complicated reality of being America's oldest president. In private, some White House officials acknowledge that they make what they consider reasonable accommodations not to physically tax an aging president. And the staff scheduling his public appearances between noon and 4 p.m., leave him alone on weekends. Let him go nap time at 7 p.m. every night. And, you know, he's a little slower, a little softer, a little harder of hearing, a little more tentative in his walk. Yeah. And how did they treat Donald Trump on a rainy day when he was walking down that ramp with dress shoes on? It's not like he had rubber soles on the shoes of his feet. Any of you have ever walked in the snow with dress shoes on knows exactly what that feeling is like. So he walks gingerly down the wet, rainy slope that didn't even have a guardrail. Anyway, compare the difference.
President Trump is now the oldest president to hold office during a first term as he celebrated his 74th birthday yesterday. However, this milestone is bringing up new questions about his health, particularly over the moment with this weekend where he cautiously descended a ramp during the commencement speech at West Point Academy.
Tonight, new questions about President Trump's health after this walk down a ramp at West Point's graduation ceremony this weekend.
One doesn't need to be a physician to note that the president hasn't looked well recently, and he didn't look well on Saturday.
Having momentary stumbles, momentary lapses in, you know, looks for straining for a word or whatever it might be.
President Trump is not known for being athletic. So maybe he just has a hard time going down a gently sloping ramp. But do you see something possibly neurological that could be throwing off his balance?
Yeah, the only ones that are off balance are in the media. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Doug in Texas. Doug, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask you a question since you know DeSantis and you know Donald Trump. The question is, would they put their own personal interests and agendas first before the American people and the country? Or would they do what's best for the American country?
Wait a minute. So will they put their personal difference aside for the good of the country? And you're basically asking me the same thing, are you?
Well, what I'm asking is, would they do what's best for the country first before their own personal interests? And the reason I'm asking this is I think if Trump was to get four more years, and I would like DeSantis to run as vice president, and because if either one of them won, they're both going to face the same problem. They're going to be constantly attacked by the left. But with them two working together, it would be a powerhouse. It'd be an unstoppable force. And they both
listen. You're one of many, many people that have asked me about this, and I kind of think, honestly, and I'm being blunt here, that that ship has sailed, and that there, you know, that there's bad blood. I think Donald Trump's given his reason. Ron DeSantis has responded to it, you know, but I mean, we have rumors running rampant all week that there might be a possible indictment of Donald Trump with the special counsel regarding the Mar-a-Lago raid. I mean, you know, anything can change at a moment's notice. How ironic would that be, considering they've had Hunter Biden's laptop since 2019 and, of course, nothing happens. But and Joe Biden has far more in terms of top secret classified documents than Trump has. So, you know, we're in a situation where I just think things are too fluid. I don't know what the political reality is going to be for either of them. I just know that if Joe Biden is ever reelected, we're screwed.
Yes, sir.
That's putting it mildly. Yeah.
I just feel that they could accomplish so much together, and Trump could finish out the 4 years, and then afterwards, DeSantis would have the experience.
Listen, do I like the idea on paper? Yeah, I do like the idea on paper. And then the irony is, you know, Trump was a big supporter of DeSantis, and DeSantis was a big supporter of Trump. And, you know, but I'm telling you, having done more than a few of these, you know, primaries over the years, it's pretty much at some point it becomes par for the course. There's no stopping it. It's going to eventually deteriorate into what you now see in the beginning of the process. Usually you see it at the end of the process. Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know, blessed are the peacemakers, though, Doug, because the kingdom of, I guess, Earth will be inherited by you. Chris, Tennessee, next, Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
How are you?
Comment about Joe. You're good. I just want to comment about Joe Kennedy. I've been watching his campaign. And
about Joe Kennedy? You mean about Robert Kennedy?
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the... I noticed there was a lot of information about Code Pink on there, and it was a little bit disheartening. I was kind of hoping he was going to be more like his dad, but I don't really think it's going to be that way. But anyway, that's kind of where I'm looking.
Well, the phenomenon that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and is he takes a lot of positions that go against the radical left of his own party. You know, look at his positions on vaccines. I notice that the media is taking to calling him a conspiracy theorist, but he's getting 21% of the polling against the sitting, you know, president. That's a big number. That is not a small number. That is not, that's a number the Biden people have to pay real attention to. And then another 10% is being siphoned away by Marianne Williamson, which I didn't think would happen either.
Right. I got you, but I'm more concerned on how he'll govern if he actually were to become president.
Look, I'll give him more time. I'll even offer him a town hall if he wants. Honestly, the only one I'm really not interested at all in talking to is because he's got such a twisted agenda as part of the whole process is Chris Christie. You know, if you're just running, you know, look, the guy left the governorship in New Jersey with a 14% approval rating. You know, and then, you know, he's acting as the Liz Cheney in this race instead of Liz Cheney running. And if that's his agenda, I'm not really interested in talking to him. I hate Donald Trump. Okay, what's your next point? How are you going to fix America? Are you really running because you want to win the nomination? Because that's not a winning platform.
Yeah, I think he's basically there just to kneecap Trump. I think that's going to be his job. That's the way I look at that one, sir. But if I had my say, I would like to see Trump and DeSantis. I think even if Trump, let's say you put Trump over the FBI, that would be a great team. But I realize they're not going to work together, so I guess that's wishful thinking.
Yeah, look, my take is it's wishful thinking, but a lot of people want it. I can tell you that right now. A lot of people don't like the infighting, especially this early in the process. And I'm just hearing that a lot. I'm just stating what is a fact. You know, as I tell you, it's just a matter of when, not if that's going to happen anyway. Anyway, Chris, appreciate the call, my friend. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. You've helped build the MyPillow brand into this great company it is today. Mike Lindell,
always loves to give back to his customers. Recently, you've heard me talking about great deals he's offering on my slippers, the Giza Dream Sheets, his all-new MyPillow 2.0, and Mike's latest offering is on a six-piece towel set. It's made with USA cotton. It's extremely absorbent, provides the soft feel you look for in a towel. The set has two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. It typically retails for $99.98. For a limited time, you can get this on clearance for just $25. Go to the Sean Hannity Square when you go to MyPillow.com. That's over 70% in savings. The towels are machine washable, durable, come in multiple styles, sizes, or you can just call and order them by mentioning my name when you call 800-919-6090. But if you're looking for 70% off on My Towels by MyPillow, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, and that and other great discounts and other great products are available as well. As we continue.
Final Hour Roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the Final Hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls. 800-941-SEAN, a number if you want to join us. David, Virginia, next Sean Hannity Show. How are you?
Great. Pleasure to talk to you. I got to tell you, my heart is troubled because our politicians have forgotten exactly what they're elected for. You look at the House of Representatives, their constitutional duty, number one, is to set spending. And they put it off like bad school kids who waited till they were about to fail the course before they did their homework.
No, it's not. I don't think they put it off. In fairness to them, they were trying to engage, you know, Joe Biden from the beginning. If anything, I think in the end they gave much more than they otherwise needed to. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, all the different factions in the Republican Party, and there's been some anger and angst. And I think going forward, hopefully they'll do it better. But I wouldn't have voted for that bill.
No, I agree. I wouldn't have voted for it either. And if they had been earlier to the punch and been on the TV every day starting back in January about this, you know, it would have been a lot better for everyone. Joe would have had to wake up, or his handlers would have had to wake up.
In fairness to Kevin, on the one front, I mean, he was calling out Joe and asking for a meeting pretty much every day.
Yeah, about the last 30, 45 days, he sure was. I'm certainly not thrilled with Joe. Any legitimate government's first duty is to protect its citizens, and he's left 8 million unknowns into our country illegally.
Yeah, he's not exactly following the laws of the land, is he? He's aiding and he's taking it a step further. He's aiding and he's abetting in the law breaking. You know what? He should be held accountable for that too. Yes. Now, that's why it's going to be very interesting. You know, look, rumors come and go. There have been rumors that Hunter Biden's indictment was imminent. Now we're hearing that there might be an indictment from the special counsel. Those rumors are everywhere. And I don't know if there's any truth to them. We'll know as the week unfolds as it relates to Donald Trump. But I mean, at what point, you know, the American people see this. It's no longer about prosecution. This is a persecution. And at some point, America's got to look at, you know, how many people are going to run for office with a platform to go after one man, one family, one organization, and follow through on it when they get elected in these powerful positions, because that's not equal justice or application of our laws. Anyway, let's say hi to Lee in Ohio. Lee, we got about a minute and a half, all yours.
All righty. What I wanted to ask was, do you think it would be feasible for Donald Trump to just throw a blanket lawsuit out on the media and the FBI and the DOJ? Just because we now have the Durham report, which would, you know, exonerate a lot of things that he had said. And if the lawsuit was pending, they couldn't badmouth him. They couldn't throw all this bad PR out on him.
The problem is, it's a great idea. I know they've looked into it. And my understanding is it is next to impossible to sue the government and to do it successfully.
Well, what about the news agencies? I mean, why don't they just throw a Kyle Rittenhouse on them? You know, they've ran that poor boy through the ringer for over a year, And
the difference is he wasn't a public figure. You know, this is where Times v. Sullivan comes into effect. You know, look, it's one of the reasons in my life I can't fight back when I'm lied about. It sucks. I mean, I'm flat out lied about, and there's nothing I can do to defend myself. Nothing. So I understand it goes with the territory. I'm a big boy. I can take the hits. I understand it's part of my job. But, you know, trust me, there's a fundamental unfairness to all that. And, you know, proving malice is a very, very high standard. And it just, I don't think you can get there easily, put it that way. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN, a number you want to be a part of the program. Jason Chaffetz checks in with us at the top of the next hour.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.